AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Uvalde, Texas, Sunday to console families and honor victims of Tuesday's mass school shooting in which 19 children and two teachers were killed. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These were elementary school kids. They should be losing their first teeth, not losing their lives. They should be at Little League softball and soccer practices this weekend. These parents should be planning their kids' summer, not their child's funeral.
Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Safety says the 18-year-old shooter had no problem getting into the school.
He walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody.
Salvador Ramos was inside the building for some 40 minutes before he was shot and killed by a Border Patrol team. Javier Cazares' daughter, Jacqueline, was one of the 19 children killed. He says police were outside the building as the shots were being fired inside.
They said they rushed in and all that. We didn't see that. And we're from here to at least a house away, you know. I mean, we heard the shots, you know. We heard, but they're just trying to go back. Let's do our job, but their job was to go in and save lives, not wait.
The Senate's first effort to respond to the Buffalo and Texas mass killings failed along party lines today, Republicans blocking a domestic terrorism bill that would have opened debate on difficult questions surrounding hate crimes and gun safety. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer giving bipartisan negotiators in the Senate about 2 weeks while Congress is away for a break to arrive at a compromise. A New York State Appeals Court orders former President Donald Trump to answer questions under oath as part of the state's investigation of his business practices. This is AP News. Ray Liotta, the blue-eyed actor, best known for playing mobster Henry Hill in Goodfellas and Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams, has died. He was 67. Margie Zaraletta has this.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ray Liotta was so well known for playing bad guys like mobster Henry Hill in Goodfellas that he fought his whole life to show he was a sweetheart. Liotta told reporters in 1997 he played good guys too, like in Field of Dreams.
Nobody even remembers that I was Shoeless Joe in that because I didn't hit Kevin in the head with the bat, I guess.
Liotta's first big break was in the soap opera Another World and then the film Something Wild. He also appeared in Hannibal, Corinna, and Operation Dumbo Drop. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Liotta's publicist, Jen Allen, says he was in the Dominican Republic shooting a new movie and didn't wake up this morning. Police say they received a call at the hotel early this morning where Liotta was staying with his fiancée and found the actor dead. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.